Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Love It and the Pepper Tree by Anne Gonzalez is a wonderful book for children that explores how to cope with life's big changes. A beautiful story on many levels about friendship, facing challenges, growing and growing up, saying goodbye. And as a spiritual seeker, author, and artist who loves to play, she enthusiastically helps children and adults connect with their intuition and passions through expressive arts. She founded Anne Gonzalez Art in 2014, combining her two passions, art and healing. When she's not facilitating Art for Healing and Recovery workshops, she can be found in Carlsbad, California, cuddling with her beloved cat, Ziggy. Anne Gonzalez, author of the heartwarming, beautifully illustrated Beloved and the Pepper Tree, recipient of the Mom's Choice Award honoring excellence, our guest on This Week in America. And welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's great to be here.
I'm looking forward to this and talking about this book that is touching so many children's lives and adults as well, because some of us still have this separation anxiety that we go through. So the book can sort of talk us through that as well. I love the story, how this came about. In fact, you call it sort of a spiritual download. Talk about the inspiration to write the book, Beloved and the Pepper Tree.
Well, I was on a spiritual quest in India. I had gone there with some people that I was practicing with, and we met with a holy man one evening, and it just happened to be my birthday, and someone suggested I mention that it was my birthday, so I did, and he gave me a blessing, and I thought, oh, okay, that's great. And the next morning, I sat straight up in bed and grabbed my journal and my pen, and I just started writing as fast as I could, and this story came out of me, and which I was later told that's a download. It's when something just comes out in one sitting, and it feels as though it's flowing through you instead of you doing the writing. So I've always believed I was more of a conduit for this story rather than the actual author.
It's interesting how that happens. So many people struggle with stories. They have an idea and it takes them months, if not longer, to follow through where they've got a complete story to write. This came to you basically in your sleep that night. Then you decide to make it a children's picture book. Talk about how that came about, because that really makes the story come alive, because we can see what they're going through.
So what I love about the story, immediately in my mind, I had an idea of what it would look like and who the little girl in the story, her name is Beloved, and what she looked like, what the tree looked like. And it took me a while to really get ready to publish the book. I held on to it for about a year. And then one day, almost as magically as the download happened, I woke up one day and thought, oh, okay, this is the day that I'm going to address getting this book published. And I reached out to a publisher that a friend of mine had suggested, and I talked with the editor there, and she explained to me how children's picture books are special in how they can use the illustrations to tell much of the story.
Yes.
So that you can leave out extra words, but you allow the picture to tell the story. So we edited out but we changed some of the language of the original book. But the story remains intact, with some of it being told through pictures.
Talk about finding an illustrator. I'm always fascinated by that, because it's an extension of you. That illustrator has to take what you say, your words, make them come to life. They may have their own idea, which is at conflict with what you're trying to get across. Talk about the challenges of working with an illustrator.
Yeah, that was challenging, because I had such a sense of duty towards this book, and I wanted to do right by it. I really wanted to birth this Beloved that I had in my mind into the world. And initially, the illustrators that I was presented with were not capturing the girl that I had in my mind. So I kept rejecting some of these people, and I would find more ideas on the internet and send these ideas. And, you know, what ended up happening was the editor was pregnant, and she actually delivered her baby 3 weeks early. And another woman stepped in that interim period while she was on maternity leave, and she understood what I was looking for, and I believe she used an agency. And the first person she sent me was this Manuela Montoya, and she was from Colombia. She was living in Barcelona, and she just nailed exactly what I wanted Beloved to look like, what I wanted the tree to look like, and the foliage in the story. I really wanted it to have a certain look to the book. You know, something that I loved about her was that she added to the story. We never disagreed on what Beloved would look like, right, or what the characters in the story would look like. What she did was add to it. And some of the things she added were that I just love is when Beloved's house is being packed up and she's irritated and she has this disgruntled look on her face that just cracks me up. And I thought, of course the kid would act, you know, would be the expression they would make. They'd just be, I'm over this.
Exactly.
And, so I just loved that about what she brought to the story.
Our guest on the program is Ann Gonzalez. She is the author of Beloved and the Pepper Tree. Her website is anngonzalezart.com, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S. The book's available the usual places. I'll give you all that information as we go through the program, so you can get information on the book and order the book there as well. Give me the overview of the story of Beloved and some of the themes that you address in this book. I mentioned this is a book designed for young people, but for us older people, it's interesting to go back and to read the story to younger people, to read the story ourselves and handle some of the emotions we all probably went through at one point as we went through life.
And I continue to go through some of these things.
Well, in fact, I do too, now that we're being honest. Yes, I do too.
So the story of Beloved and the Pepper Tree, it's about a little girl whose name is Beloved, and her best friend is a pepper tree. And she does everything under this tree. She has picnics. She makes snowmen. She just plays and she sings. She uses the tree as a stage and she sings out loud. And one day her mother tells her that they are going to be moving, and she asks how they're going to be able to move the tree. And her mother says, well, the tree will have to stay here. And Beloved faces moving away from her best friend. So she has to learn how to cope with grief. And moving is a big theme for children because, so many people move at some point during a childhood.
Yes.
Particularly if you're in the military so many people move. However, for children of all ages, the book is really about facing resistance and letting go. We're not naturally inclined towards change, and I don't know about you, but I resist change.
Oh, I do too.
In fact, I resisted going to India in the first place. My initial thought was, no, I'm not going to go to India. And then I thought more about it, and I realized I think this could only benefit me, and I just have to get over my discomfort. And so that's really what it's about. And she learns to use some coping skills that the tree helps her with. And she ends up growing as a result of facing her discomfort and moving forward. And that's really how we all learn, is by facing discomfort and doing it anyway.
You really capture who Beloved is. We really feel like we know her, that little girl and what she's going through. Is there any of you in Beloved, any similarities between your circumstances?
When I was a little girl, I had a pepper tree that I really loved. It was at the end of our driveway, just like Beloved's. And I played on that tree a lot. Then we moved, so I had to leave that tree and say goodbye to it. And I remember being very sad about that. You know, the funny thing is, we moved to an avocado farm, and it was covered in trees, but it didn't seem to really console me that one pepper tree was really such a buddy of mine at one point.
With us on the program is Ann Gonzalez. We're talking about her book, Beloved and the Pepper Tree, a Mom's Choice Award winner for honoring excellence. The book is available. Ann's website is anngonzalezart.com. And while I'm mentioning that, I know you've got a project where you're trying to get, obviously, as many of these books in the community to touch young people and their parents as well. And I know you've got this set up a little bit that when you've got businesses, nonprofits, families, that can sort of help you get this message across to people. How does that work?
We do have a unique marketing approach. We are looking to develop partnerships with businesses and nonprofits. We want to work with them to bring the story to schools and military bases and communities, community organizations, anywhere, locally, nationally, worldwide. And so we've really developed an opportunity to reach large amounts of people through sponsorships.
Yes.
And that sort of thing. And if anybody's interested in this, they can look on my website. It's www.anngonzalezart.com, and there is a bulk sales link on there, or tab on there, and you can find all that information.
You mentioned some of the market out here. I mean, this would be great to put in schools. It's great for your kids, your little children. It's great for grandchildren. Great to give to other people. And military bases, you mentioned military, and boy, they go through every few years, they go through a situation where they're moving. This would be a great market for the book as well, wouldn't it?
It would. And one of the people that I have heard from, this was such a great story. My hairdresser gave a copy of the book to a friend of hers. The family was moving to Singapore. And the family forgot about it for a couple of months, and then they had to move. And so around the time that they were packing their boxes, the little girl stumbled upon this book, and she started having her mom read it to her every night. When she said goodbye to her classmates, they read the story to the class, and she brought each of her classmates a little packet of seeds, which is something that's linked to the ending of the story.
Right.
And then later again, we heard from her again. Now she was living in Singapore, and her class had a day where they were supposed to come as their favorite storybook character. And so her mother put together a pepper tree costume for this little girl. apparently it was pretty tricky to find the things that she needed to find to be able to make this costume.
Yes.
Over in Singapore. It wasn't easy.
I love that story. The book is, again, Beloved and the Pepper Tree. Ann Gonzalez is the author. We'll give you all the information, of course, and you'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the things that's so interesting is you read the book and really resonated that we really never say goodbye because we carry those we love in our hearts forever. And that's so true, isn't it? It's not like we're totally shutting off the tree. We're totally shutting off those kids that we're in third grade with that we have to leave on to go on to another school. We carry all of these children and memories throughout our lives.
Absolutely. And that's something that I actually learned in a grief group. I had never been presented with the idea that once somebody passes, for example, you still have a relationship with them in your mind, in your heart, and so that relationship hasn't ended, it continues.
With us on the show, Beloved and the Pepper Tree author Ann Gonzalez. The book's available at Ann's website, anngonzalezart.com. Winner, as I say, of the Mom's Choice Award, honoring excellence. You can get information on the book there as well. What's this been like for you, writing this, reluctant to do it, reluctant to write it, reluctant to have it published, as you mentioned, as well? And it's out there now, and it's really getting some family members, some children through difficult transitional periods in their lives. What's this like for you to be able to, you know, I'm glad I did this because I'm now making life a little bit better for these people?
So the birthday that I celebrated in India, I now realize the true gift I was given was the journey that this book has taken me on. She has brought me into contact with people I never would have met, experiences I clearly never would have had. I have gotten to grow and change in ways I've never imagined. I would have been terrified to be interviewed, quite frankly, and I've gotten so used to speaking about Beloved to groups and to different people. It's really been an amazing journey, and I'm so grateful to Beloved and just for this experience and getting to help people and have this sense of purpose that she's given me is icing on the cake. It's just profoundly a huge blessing.
You've touched so many people. You've done such an excellent job with Beloved and the Pepper Tree. Is there another children's book that you see in the future? Are you working on something now?
I wrote a second book, and it happened exactly the same way the first one did. I had thought about what a second book might look like, and then one day it just came pouring out of me. I haven't published it yet. I'm not quite sure if and when we're going to be able to do that, but there is a second story coming down the pipe, so I will let you know as soon as we're publishing it.
Please do, because I'd love to have you back to talk about that. We got to take a break here. We've got more we're going to talk about with Ann. Ann Gonzalez, our guest on the program, the author of Beloved and the Pepper Tree, and she's back on today's program right after these messages. Welcome back, This Week in America. Of course, you'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Ann Gonzalez with us on the program, the author of Beloved and the Pepper Tree. Your website, anngonzalezart.com. We'll give you all that information before we wrap up the program here. I mentioned in the beginning the work that you do with Art for Healing and Recovery workshops, and you are you've done so much work with that. Let's talk a little bit about that and how you reach people through the arts. And I think art is something, the arts, that we often overlook when we're trying to get through particular problems. Talk about the workshops and what you're able to do with those and reach people that may not have been able to be reached in another way.
So about 10 years ago, I was challenged by a friend of mine to take an art class with her. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't have there's that resistance theme again, by the way.
Yes.
And I said, I don't have an artistic bone in my body. And she said, well, I'd like you to reconsider that. And I thought, okay, it's only two nights. So we took that class and something lit up inside me. And from that class forward, I have been obsessed with art, particularly mixed media. I love anything that allows me to make a mess. And at the time, I was doing some therapy, and the two of those, my art practice and doing some personal work, worked hand in hand together to really allow me to uncover some things that I really needed to work through and process. And I discovered that art was a really key component in that, because we just express so much non-verbally when we're engaging in creativity. So as I moved forward, I decided I wanted to work with others and bring the art experience to others. And I got trained in a program called Art for Creativity and Healing, which is up in Orange County. It's a couple hours north of me. And now recently I've just gone through a training program in expressive arts therapy. And that's using more than just visual arts. It's incorporating dance and movement and music and even drama to some degree and writing. It's incorporating different art formats and allowing ourselves to really discover hidden parts of ourselves through our creative expression.
You've said that clarity, expression, and acceptance lead to healing. And I'm fascinated by that, because so often when we try to get through the healing process, I want to say maybe it becomes a little bit too clinical. And you're talking about expression. You did such an eloquent job in that answer in talking about that. Expression is something it seems like we overlook a lot as we're trying to deal with emotions.
We do, and if somebody knows what to look for, they can find symbols in your artwork, for example, because we can't help but express ourselves. And so I might be able to see something in someone's work that might suggest to me that they're dealing with grief, they're having some fear about a future event, that something from their past is troubling. I won't know what it is, but I will have an idea of how to nudge them in a direction that will allow them to discover for themselves what is going on with them. They might even take a piece of work that they've created with me to their own therapist to have a further discussion with their clinician about that. So it really is an amazing tool to really uncover what we can't seem to get to with words. I've always struggled with words and speaking, and so expressing myself visually is much more comfortable, and then having somebody to help me figure out what's really going on there. It's just really special and really helpful.
And I can see where that would be if you're in dealing with a mental health professional, let's say, going through a situation. It's difficult sometimes mm-hmm. to really express how you feel, but if you're expressing that visually in art, that type of thing, probably subconsciously messages that you can't verbalize, you're expressing by doing that in your art. I've got about a minute left in the program. I want to come back to something that's come up several times, resisting change. And we all go through that. And you've said something interesting. Every time I resist, it causes you distress. But when you let go, it worked out better than you ever imagined. Is that one of the lessons not only with Beloved, but all of us could remember is, okay, adjust, go with it, let it go, and it will work out?
It is. And, you know, you're right. Resisting change does cause us stress. And that's part of a process. It's almost like, before I'm ready to move forward, I kind of have to draw back. My imagery for that is if you were going to shoot an arrow, you would pull it back before you released it and it shot forward. And we're just like that too. Resistance is normal, but we can become stuck in resistance and not be able to move forward. And that might have a lot to do with trust. Trusting that the universe has your back, or if you have a higher power that you believe in, that power is really going to protect you and use this experience for your own personal growth, your own benefit. Trusting can be hard. So there's resistance to trusting. And once we finally let go and release, so often, at least I have found, it things just work out. And I really want kids to, and adults, to get that message from this book as well, that it's okay to trust that things are going to work out, because I think there's a plan.
Yes.
Things, yeah.
The book is magical. It's inspiring. It's Beloved and the Pepper Tree by Ann Gonzalez. You'll find it in a number of versions. And if you go to Ann's website, you'll get all the information there. Her website is anngonzalesart.com. That's G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S. The book's available, of course, the usual places. If you go there, you'll get all the information. What we talked about on the program today, and you can link on directly and get information and order the book there as well. Ann, it's been a pleasure. Keep us posted for the second book. Would love to talk about that. Time went by too quickly. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Rick, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having you with us. Ann Gonzalez, the book Beloved and the Pepper Tree. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.